Well, no, no, no. All right. East and north. Uh-huh. Anything outside the old Confederacy is Yankee.
If you want to start a fire, what kind of wood might you use to start it with?
Kindling.
Is that a particular kind of wood or just small pieces?
It's just little pieces and shavings and twigs.
Uh-huh.
And we use mostly pine because it lights faster.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the pine kindling called anything special?
No, we just called it pine shavings. Some people call them pine shavings if they actually were shavings, but mostly just twigs and litter and dry leaves and stuff like that. It was just kindling.
What about, this is probably before your time, but people would sometimes take a big piece of wood and set that toward the back of the fireplace, and it would draw heat into the rest of the room and maybe keep a fire all night long.
And we did that, but we didn't call it anything. We just put a big log on.
Do you ever hear the term chunk or back log?
No.
Plastic?
No.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
And what you shovel out of the fireplace?
Ashes.
And talk about things that you have in the room. This here would be called a
chair.
And what
armchair. This is a sofa. This is a love seat. A sofa has three places to sit on it for three people, and a love seat has two.
What other terms besides love seat and sofa are there for that?
Couch sometimes, but we wouldn't say couch. My family always said sofa.
How does couch sound?
How does it sound? Couch sounds less refined for some reason, but I couldn't tell you why. It sounds more 30s to me than it does. Now, other people call them Davenports, but my family would ridicule the term Davenport. And I've heard some country people call it Lawson. They talk about the Lawson.
I've heard that name before.
Well, there's a Lawson chair that was designed roughly 1910 or so, and it was a big overstuffed chair.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made sofas like that, too.
That was a brand.
Yeah, well, it was a design.
Yeah.
It was design. I think a man named Lawson or a company named Lawson designed it, and they it eventually got to be a generic term for that kind of plump, overstuffed, upholstered furniture, usually rather squarish, rather squatty looking. And I would never, ever call anything a Lawson unless I meant to specifically describe a kind of square, upholstered, squatty chair. And I wouldn't call a sofa a Lawson.
Mm-hmm. What sort of things do people have in their bedroom to keep their clothes in?
Well, I would have a dresser. And a dresser to me is usually, well, it can be either. Dressers can be either longer than they are tall and have mirrors, or they can be tall, but I've heard people say that a tall dresser without a mirror shouldn't be called a dresser, but a chest of drawers or something. But my father had one, and we always called it his dresser, regardless of the fact that it was as tall as we were.
Do you have anything called chest of drawers?
I would occasionally call a dresser a chest of drawers, but I'd be more inclined to say, put that on the dresser, or open the dresser drawer and get out the so-and-so. But I might say a chest of drawers. It wouldn't come to me first, but I might say it, and I wouldn't have any particular reason not to. I wouldn't feel that it was a wrong, or that it had any sort of stigma to it at all.
What's something that...
My great-grandmother called it a chiffonier.
Uh-huh. That was the same.
But that's old.
That was the same as a chest of drawers?
A chiffonier is tall. A long one that's low would not be a chiffonier.
A chiffonier wouldn't have had a mirror.
Could have. Hers did.
But it would have been
a tall mirror.
Tall.